Welcome, welcome, welcome to 219 The Talk. I might have to make that a catchy little jingle. This is Queenie and this and the crew. What's going on, crew? What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Hey, hey, what's going on? Everything is going gravy.
I think I hear Trainer Ray. Talk to us, Trainer Ray.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Trainer Ray in the house on the 219 The Talk. How y'all doing today?
Good. We good. This is JD the Barber right here in Houston, Texas. What's going on, Trainer Ray? How you doing, brother?
Oh, everything is slow, Boogie.
Okay, where's LB? Where's my brother?
Uh-oh, took his phone again.
Oh, LB?
Took his phone again.
LB, you in
the building? LB is in the building. Can you hear me?
Can y'all hear me on the other twos? Hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be easy today, y'all, but I got a lot on my mind. I need to get off my mind, y'all. So bear with me today.
Uh-oh. Well, that's what we're here for today, LB, to get it off your mind, brother.
It's on my mind.
I thought she took your phone from you, bro.
Oh, no. We don't do
Where's
no game.
Where's my sister K. Moore at?
Hey, it's K. Moore, and I'm feeling great because I choose to love and I never, ever hate.
Mary B., you want to chime in, darling?
Hey, y'all. It's me, Mary B. How you doing, 219 family?
Hey.
Yes,
yes.
Sound like the crew's all here.
The crew is all here.
Amen.
All right.
Well, we definitely want to, listen, I'm going to just tell y'all, we're going to get into these topics. I'm going to start off with the first topic because it is bothering my spirit, and I want to see what everybody think about it. I might even grab somebody's topic they want to talk about it too. But the thing that's sweeping the internet is and news feeds, all of this stuff, is Gayle King's interview with Lisa Leslie. Everybody is hot as fish grease because Gayle King brought up Kobe Bryant's court case
that he's acquitted.
That was dismissed.
Yes.
And everybody is mad for. Listen, Snoop Dogg posted a cold-blooded rant on Instagram. You got Bootsy saying something. You got 50 Cent putting his 2 cents in it. And I want to know if anybody has heard anything about it. Talk to me.
I definitely heard about it. And I agree with them because they don't get on all these other, like, Harvey Weinstein and all these people that got all kind of rape allegations out, but you don't sit there, this man, like they say, now he's buried yet, and bring some stuff that he was acquitted over. You bring that up,
yeah.
Really, you just trying to assassinate his character now because you could have brought this up while the man was with me. You could have talked to him, pulled him to the side, let me interview you, but you wait this man die and bring some stupid stuff up, you know, so that would die. She needs to get drugged, just like Oprah with her mess with Michael Jackson and all that stuff with this Neverland mess. They trying to assassinate these people for no reason. These people can't defend themselves. That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't compare it to the Neverland thing because Neverland was very real. I mean, I ain't never been there. But what I know, the Neverland was real. I wouldn't want to compare it to that. But I do think that bringing that up right now is definitely inappropriate, especially at a time like this where people are still grieving and mourning, you know what I'm saying, the death of him and his daughter. To bring that up at a time like this is very just, how would I say that, untasteful. Was that a good way to put it? Untasteful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, distasteful. Yeah. Well, and I feel like, I don't like the word that Snoop used, but I agree with Snoop. I agree with because first of all, this man left a legacy. His legacy was bigger than what he was accused of. You see what I'm saying? His legacy, and I'ma just be real, they dismissed it. And first of all, let people grieve. Why would you now I'ma tell y'all something, you know, black and white alike. I forget the name of the guy who, white guy who made a comment, because he was saying that, why about we bring up allegations of how, you know, because people were talking about how Gayle and Oprah was in some type of little relationship.
Yeah.
he said, but why would you come after Kobe? Now Gayle did a rebuttal, you know, I guess it's a rebuttal or a response. Yeah. She said that her network aired that part of the interview and put that part of the interview out there without her knowing, and she is so upset with her network. But I see it like this: why even bring that up? If you were walking with Lisa, because I watched the whole interview. If you walking with Lisa Leslie through her house and she's talking about Kobe and the good times and what he, you know, meant to her and all of that, Kobe had, that topic didn't even have anything to do with Lisa Leslie. So why would you eat? And then she told Lisa Leslie, she asked Lisa Leslie, did she ever see anything that Kobe did that would make it look like he could have done what he did, right? And Lisa Leslie said, no, she never did. And then she said, well, you never would have saw it, would you? And I'm saying to myself, why is she building a case on this man? Out of order. That's how I feel. She's totally out of order.
You know,
and everything, and I'm going to tell y'all something. I love Oprah. Yes, I do. But some of the things that they do, some of the things she say, and some of the things that she decides to go after or whatever, I'm not, just being real, it comes off as you're attacking your own people, like you guys said. Why are you so quick?
Why would they die and you want to do it? Do it while they're alive.
That's the thing. That's the thing with most people. People are messy. By people being messy, they won't go to a person's face and tell them anything they want. They'll talk it behind their back like he's gone and he can't defend himself. Ain't nobody here to defend himself. But you want to bring stuff about his past, about a court trial that was acquitted on, or whatever the case may be, regardless of the case, whether he went to jail or not, it don't matter, because the man ain't here to defend himself. And people are messy.
Yeah.
You got more people out there in the world that will talk about you, but they won't bring it to your face to talk about you because they scared and they messy.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the truth. And then I'm gonna tell y'all this. Just like we do topics, Gayle had to know the question they wanted her to ask before she did that interview, and she should have been a woman about it, a black woman about it, and said, I refuse to talk about that right now. If I do this interview, I'm not talking. She had the liberty to say that. She knew what question she was going to ask before she sat down with Lisa Lee. All I'm saying.
That's right.
Because if she would have sat down with Shaq, now I promise you, if that was Shaq that was sitting in that seat, she wouldn't even went there. But she did that with Lisa Leslie because she felt like she could get away with it. I'm just saying.
Because he probably hit it on top of her head.
Oh, my God.
Now, Shaq.
All right, anybody else want to say anything about this?
I was saying, you know how she was saying, well, you couldn't see it because y'all friends. What answer did she think she was going to give her? If she, just the fact that she pointed that out, y'all, you friends, like, you wouldn't really notice it. Well, why did you ask her the question then? That was dumb. If you automatically already know, you're not going to get the answer you want because they too close. So that was tacky. Yeah.
I just love
the way that Lisa handled it. She was very professional, but she also shut it down. So that's what
She shut it down, you know. But Gail trying to get up quick from it, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Especially, you know, 50 Cent like to lean on stuff till ain't no more dust in it. You know, he going to be on it for a minute. You know, Oprah already brought up Russell Simmons and who else? Michael Jackson, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. So guess what? 50 Cent was already coming after Oprah. So the best friend is tripping. And y'all know how I always like to say it. This ain't a conversation that just started. This conversation that they've been having. So she's just distasteful. And it's not classy at all. All right. Let's see. Who am I going to call on?
We'll call on me. Let's talk about this real quick. Yeah, let's talk about it real quick. Because we have topics and court cases and everything like that.
All right. Just go ahead and talk about it then.
We're going to go to Chicago real quick. We're going to talk about what's going on with R. Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go there real quick. Can we go there for a minute?
Yeah,
that
is wrong.
Do y'all see something wrong? Do y'all see something wrong with going there for a minute? So look, y'all, the girlfriend came out now, and now the girlfriend is now working with the feds in his New York case, and she's turned against R. Kelly, and now she's working with the feds, and she also started up a nonprofit to help other children in her situation to be able to step out and speak out. Now, she also talked about how R. Kelly beat her for hours with that size 12. Was it size 12, baby?
Size 12 Air Force One.
Yes, size 12 Air Force One. Beat her for hours with it. So, y'all tell me what y'all think on this. What's y'all take on Y'all tell me what y'all think before I tell y'all anything about what I think.
This is what I think about. Let me tell you, this is what I think about this. They've been on R. Kelly. R. Kelly's been singing these songs all these years, telling folks
what he doing.
About what he's doing. And nobody just really has paid attention. Now, personally, I can't say he did or didn't because I wasn't there. I'm sorry. But all his songs say, you know, you may be young, but you know, all these songs
been
singing.
Age
ain't number number. He's been singing all these songs and writing songs with all these lyrics about young. Your mind might be ready and all that. He's been singing all this time. Now the girl, all these people coming out here, all of a sudden want to present these cases on him and everything. I believe, personally, when the money ran out, that's when the stories came out.
There it is.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's talk about it. There you go. Let's talk about it. Because let's talk about all these people who just want clout. Like, my God. All of a sudden, you got a whole nonprofit organization. Talk about your abuse that you had to go through. With that getting beat for hours? First of all, I don't believe she got beat for hours with the size 12 Air Force One. I don't believe it. I tried to do a reenactment of it. To see. And I got tied up to about 10 minutes. So I don't believe.
LB, I'm not fooling with you today. LB, okay, well, I'm going to say this. Well, listen, LB, I'm sorry that you had to do your experiment to see if it was true.
Yeah,
I'm sorry you had to do a reenactment. But I'm going to say this. And as a person who, listen, I don't care how long ago he did it, and I don't care that the money ran out and somebody decided to tell on him because they can't get no more money. The fact
right.
of the matter is there are victims out there that he done messed up. He messed them up so bad that some of them were taken up for it. That's just how messed up it was.
Stockholm.
Now, some people feel like, well if you ain't been seeing them.
Their parents messed them up by selling them to R. Kelly.
Okay, let's be real. And let me just get my side of this thing out. Abuse is abuse.
Okay.
This man is a predator. Named himself the Pied Piper. He set up a crew of people that will take him to school, and then they want to say, well, he did that because he couldn't read. Come on. Listen, let me tell you something. This man needs to be in jail, under the jail. He needs to answer for everything that he has done. And just like when people say, why they put Pope Bill Cosby in prison? Because Bill Cosby raped people. He drugged them and raped them. I don't care that he can't see out of one eye. I don't care that he was everybody's favorite dad on TV. If he committed the crime, God ain't sleep. And you got to give an account for the things you've done. Period.
Now, you're right. You're absolutely right. But you don't. The accusations are there. But what's the guarantee that I'm not saying he did or didn't because I wasn't there. But who's to say he did do these things? Because it's easy for a person to go out here, especially dealing with kids and minors. It's easy to go to the police and say that man did that to them, and the police is going. They're gonna hound you 100%. Because regardless of whether he did or didn't, they're gonna put you in. They're gonna take you into custody. They're gonna ask you 1,000 questions. So now I'm not defending him. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm not saying he did because I don't know. But everybody, accusation could be made by anybody. When he married Aaliyah, now she was underage, right?
Uh-huh.
And in order for him to marry her, somebody had to sign for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it ain't the first time. It ain't just.
They falsified her birth certificate. She was 18.
So right. Wait.
18.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Ray, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. I believe. Okay. I know that everybody building a case towards the parents. I feel that. But we can't, it's just like a couple of people say, I'm going to play his music anyway because it ain't the music that, you know, whatever. The fact of the matter is, and this is just my opinion, fact of the matter is, if you did it, you did it. You know, if another pedophile, if you committed the crime, what do you say?
Do the time.
We pick stuff apart so much till people get out of going to jail and paying for, and then they end up back on the street doing the same thing over and over again. You know, we want to say, okay, it's the parents' fault. Okay, it might be, but can we lock R. Kelly up first? Can we just get the predator off the street? You get what I'm saying? Okay, get the predator off the street. Now, if y'all want to go after the parents, do what you do. But let's get the predator.
Yeah.
Locked up, because if you say, well, it ain't his fault, they gave him the kids, and you let R. Kelly go and lock up the parents, then guess what? He going to find a new crew, a new set of parents. You understand me? So if we get rid of, you know, the one that's doing it.
I'm going to ask this question. Can I ask this question real quick? Why is it the blacks are being more high profile, more profiled than the whites? Those are high profile people. But when the white people do it, you don't hear too much about that. You might hear a little bit, but you're not going to hear as much as you've been hearing about these guys. They're being high profile because they're black. now because they've been, why they've been so high profile behind dealing with minors, and white folks been doing it for a long time and still doing it, but you'll hear very little about it. If you hear anything about it, if you might hear one thing, after that, you don't hear nothing else about it.
You know,
and my thing is, I'm not saying that it's not true.
Right.
And my thing is this, I'm not saying that's not true. I'm not saying that R. Kelly didn't do it, because I've seen the videotape. I definitely believe that was him. But
you watch Katy Porn?
No, we're not going to say all that now.
Children at the time, babe. Don't worry, I got your back. We were kids. Don't
even
worry about it.
Yeah, we were kids. They showed it.
Oh, you're
anyway,
okay.
But anyway, talking about it though, I believe that. Okay, here's some of these allegations. Just seem so outrageous to me. I mean, please correct me if I'm wrong, but Drea Kelly talking about how she was abused every day. I mean, this man wrote hits after hits, and he had time to come home and abuse her every day. And then she said that she couldn't even go to the bathroom without knocking on the door.
Listen.
Now, I did a reenactment of that, too. I did a reenactment of that, too. I tried to make Mary knock on the door whenever she had to use the bathroom.
How did it work out for you? How did it work out for you?
It didn't work. It didn't work.
I didn't think it did.
So I'm trying to keep you safe, LB.
Look, I'm not going. I'm not getting on this.
Try to keep you from getting cut up tonight.
LB, I'm not getting on this carousel of insanity. I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something. R. Kelly was urinating on girls at the studio. This was, you know, he didn't have to leave the studio and he backstage in his dressing room and wherever he could, you know, I understand this is a black man, and I understand that we need to defend our black men, and there's so many people going after our black men, but when are we going to be held accountable? I'm talking about in our own culture, with our own people, we need to be held accountable for the stuff that we do, you know? If we're not high-profile people, say, you know, you're going to go to jail, so does it make him different because he's high-profile? You know that his name is known, and he said no. I'm just saying, from my opinion.
I definitely agree he should be in jail. But I also think that some of these allegations are completely outrageous. And I mean,
that's true. But he did urinate.
I mean, well, look at Riley's point of view. I mean, we remember the Boondocks? Remember what Riley said? Riley peed in the bed, so if a little pee got with his little brother, would that be his fault when he go to jail?
LB, next person, we're going to move on. This is going... We're moving on. LB going to be in trouble in a minute. Let me see what Kay got. Kay, what topic you want to talk about today? Because LB done with
you. Y'all got me rolling. I'm gonna give y'all a game. Since I work with youth, I'm gonna come back at the end and give y'all a game that you can play with your youth at home, your children. A fun game.
Okay.
So let me just chime in for now.
All right, Ray, what you got?
Well, can y'all hear me? No, I was kidding.
Yeah.
I was sitting around today and I listened to some people tell me, y'all know I'm big on this business thing, so don't mind me, but some people was talking, I actually just butted in their conversation because they got to talk about, well, you know, I work so much and I really don't have time to work out. And I said, why you don't have time? Well, because I work 40 hours here and 40 hours here. I said, just do 30 minutes a day. All you need is 30 minutes. You don't need a whole hour. Just do 30 minutes, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever. So I'm trying to figure out, and maybe y'all could help me, why is it so hard for people to just get in 30 minutes a day to help if it's going to help improve your life, your lifestyle, or help improve your life as far as, you know, it, some people think that if they don't work out, they're going to be fine. Or if they work all the time, they're going to make a bunch of money then. But if you're not in good health, you're not going to be able to make that money because you're not going to be able to go to work. So why is it such a problem for people to just come in and be able to do at least 30 minutes a day?
Can I tell the truth? Can I tell the truth? Because my grandfather told me to tell the truth for saying the devil. So I'm just going to tell the truth. Can I tell the truth? Because people are lazy.
Yeah.
Straight up. People are lazy. I'm lazy. So I'm lazy a lot of times. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been a lot of times when I got off work and I said, I'm going to go work out. And then I'll get to my house and then I'll sit down. And then I'll start watching TV. And then working out becomes the furthest thing from my mind. I realized that one thing for myself, if I'm going to work out, I got to go directly after work. Don't even come home first. Because if I don't, ain't no way I'm going to get any. I already know. Ain't no way you're going to get me all comfortable and everything, and then I'm about to talk about, oh, I'm going to get up and go work out now. I'm sorry. That's me. I'm lazy.
Which I understand that point. I understand that point of view. And I look at things like people have things that they dedicate their lives to or they dedicate themselves to do. And I have this thing about dedicating yourself to exercise. And I use a term or terms, dedication equals transformation. I don't know if y'all heard me use that before, but I use dedication equals transformation for a lot of my people, a lot of my clients.
I like
because
that. Can you say that one more time? Dedication what?
I tell them if they dedicate them, I tell them if they dedicate themselves, their body will transform. So dedication equals transformation. But at the same time, I don't throw a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of people not into the Bible, a lot of people not into religion, but a lot of times I use that same phrase with them, especially dealing with, if I get a chance to throw it out there at you, I'm going to. I say dedication equals transformation two ways. Dedication, you dedicate your time to going to work. You dedicate your time to other activities that you like to do, whether it's drinking, smoking, hanging out, going to clubs, whatever the case may be. So dedication equals transformation. If you dedicate yourself to exercise, your body's going to transform. Just like I tell them, if you dedicate yourself to the Bible, say you dedicate yourself to the Bible helps you to transform and to be that better person. So dedication equals transformation. If you're going to dedicate yourself to other activities around your life, making money, running the streets, going to clubs, smoking, drinking, whatever the case may be, whatever you're doing, why not dedicate some of your time, which is, could be just 30 minutes a day, to doing some exercise, which will help you live a healthier way of life. Just like if you transform and dedicate yourself to read the Bible, it helps transform your soul or your mind to live a healthier way of life.
That's good.
I like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, I did have a topic, Queenie. I do have a topic. Something just popped in my mind that I saw on the internet. Did y'all see the Nickelodeon show? They had Ice Cube and some other rappers rapping at a Nickelodeon event. And I'm talking about, they was talking about the club and what they was going to do to the women and everything, and had a stage full of little children up there dancing. And I'm like, really? That's the best I could do for these babies. So, I mean, it's just like we just feeding these kids trash. And then we wondering why they regurgitating foolishness. You know, because it's like, if he going to do that kind of concert, do that for your boys, for the grown-ups and everything. Because most grown-ups can relate to the club, but you got little six-year-olds on the stage and stuff. They jump around and dance. And of course, they just hearing the music. But I'm listening to the lyrics, and I'm like, that is all over these babies' heads. Why would you, you know, give them that? So I just really didn't appreciate that. So that was crazy to me.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's just like this graduation I was at. It was like a graduation for like second graders, and they was playing R. Kelly Steps in the Name of Love. Okay, let me move on. all right. Mary B.
Mary B, what you got, girl?
Unfortunately, we are back on Capitol Hill, and our president is not impeached, and he's okay to run for the 2020 election. And now we have to find a Democrat that will be able to beat him. So that's where we're at with that. So he didn't get impeached. The vote was like ridiculous. Republicans only wanted, you know, it could be on their side, so they could not reach an agreement where he had committed a crime or a peaceable offense.
LB, go ahead and run, and I'm gonna be the secretary.
You can't play for LB.
LB 2040. LB 2040, that's all I'm saying.
Not 2040.
I told y'all that they were not going to get Trump out of there. I told y'all.
I already knew that.
I told y'all that.
They just went through the
motion. I know y'all saw that State of the Union.
Ghetto. G-H-E-T-T-O.
Trump had enough black people at the State of the Union so they could have called that Atlanta, Georgia. He had so many black people standing up, giving them so many.
Tell y'all something. Donald Trump has learned how to play the political game, and he is well on his way back to being the president again.
I'm moving.
You're right. You know what? Somebody sent out a post the other day. Something his mother said. Y'all ever see that post?
Mm-mm.
His mother said, yes, he's an idiot. Now, this was when he was younger. They was on a picture together, him and her. And it said, yes, he's an idiot with zero common sense and no social skills, but he is my son. I just hope he never goes into politics. He'll be a disaster.
He already is a disaster.
That comes from his mama
must be a prophetess or the oracle because she is
she should have whooped him some more. I love him, that boy.
She knew it because she was married to his daddy.
Oh my God.
That boy got a daddy.
All right. Let's calm it down.
$1 million.
Okay, I got another topic. before Trump sent out a tweet about us. Now listen. The topic I got is Gabrielle Union used to be on America's Got Talent.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
She left America's Got Talent because she said the environment was sexist and, you know, there was a lot of things going on that was racial and all that kind of stuff. So she left.
Right.
And everybody was looking at Terry Crews as a black man to stand up for the black woman on set, you know, and back her up. Okay, Terry Crews did not do that. So Nick Cannon made a statement because, you know, he used to be the host of America's Got Talent. And he said it's that they gave me my job situation where Terry Crews tried to make sure he kept his job. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And he said that as black men, y'all have a duty to stand up for our black queens. He said, but Terry Crews was on that, this my job. Now, Terry Crews did apologize to Gabrielle Union for not standing up for her because if it was his wife, you see what I'm saying? So how do y'all feel about that? Do you feel like, because, you know, they tried to peg her as an angry black woman to try to twist it, right? But a hostile environment for women is not okay. And I find that a lot of it,
I find it crazy when our black teens would not stand up for our, you know, our black women. Just, oh, they mad. Black women are always angry. All this kind of stuff. Somebody weigh in on that. What you think?
You know, I've actually heard other stories about different people. It was a lady on the radio a while back with, I can't remember what radio station, but anyway, she was a congresswoman or something, but she was in a store, and a white guy disrespected her, called all kind of names and everything, and black people wouldn't stand up for her either. I think, I'm like you, why isn't that, if I'm standing around and somebody's sitting there disrespecting you, especially if somebody white or doing something dumb or whatever the case may be, I'm going to say something because that's just me. I'm kind of foolish anyway, but I'm going to say something. But, you know, most guys, like you said, aren't going to say anything because they're either scared or intimidated or don't want to get in trouble. Like, you know, Terry Crews, you know, they gave him my job. You know, he's trying to keep his job. But me personally,
yeah,
I think he should have said something, though. But.
Trying to keep his job.
Yeah, and it's kind of like that mentality. It ain't my problem. That's your
right.
problem. It ain't
yeah.
my problem. And
right.
I was telling my husband, I say, that's how it was when we go back to the slave days, when you got the Uncle Tom in the big house. Don't be around here messing
right.
with what I'm doing, you know. And you know what I'm saying? Still,
the
you
master didn't do nothing to me. He ain't
did
nothing to me.
Yeah, master treat me good. Master got me.
Slave.
I got me a room in the big house. Master treat me good. I'm just saying, you know, that mentality has traveled for.
Yep.
For
yep.
centuries, and then you got wives and stuff that was raped and disrespected, and it may not be on such a brutal level as it was back then, but still, in any instance, if that is happening, we can read now. I say that a lot, and we need to learn to stand up for each other now
right.
more than ever, because
right.
we
That's
can.
Right. Right.
Back then,
right.
back then, you was getting a noose around your neck, you know. You was getting your back ripped apart and all that. But today, I mean, who's about to beat you for standing up for us as women? You get what I'm saying? Come on, black men, stand up for us. Be the kings that God made you to be. You see what I'm saying? And then I'm looking at Terry Crews when they brought out the Harvey Weinstein thing. I ain't said his name. And all of a sudden, he is talking about he was sexually molested and stuff and harassed. And he wanted somebody to have sympathy and jump on that bandwagon. And then when I just find it crazy that he was right here with this black woman on this set, and if they were coming at her about her hairstyle, they were too ethnic, you know, they was making all kinds of sexual tension, you know, just an uncomfortable workplace. And you, the black man on the at the studio, you won't say nothing. Are you kidding me?
He might have been part of it. He might have been part of it.
Oh, my
he
Lord.
Might have, you know what? That might be true. He might have been part of it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Try to cover himself.
Wow. Anybody
yeah.
else want to say something?
It's bad because you see it, well, I ain't going to say, well, you know, I'm from Mississippi, so, and a lot of times, you know, I've seen, you know, these people around here crazy, but I ain't trying to have it. So if I see it, me personally, I'm sorry, I got something to say, it's going to be a problem.
LB, I didn't hear you say nothing.
It's coming.
I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. No, that's all. I'm just trying to stay out of trouble for the rest of the night.
No, go ahead and say something. I mean, you had a lot to say about Neverland Ranch and R. Kelly. Yes.
He said that I'm gonna bring up that time when he left me with the gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
that show was protecting his queen. I'm just saying.
Left you with the shooter.
Yes, with the shooter.
Somebody
got to
tell the story.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break. Y'all go ahead and get you some water. We'll be right back. This song is coming up on 219 The Talking by Billy Cook. Says, "You're My Forever Girl," right here on 219 The Talking.
was pure just like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. Her hair smelled like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bow. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passion rising, bubbling over, you're my famous queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. Eyes are even more, and for she looks well. In harmony, she led me to the waterfall. She started to dance with the table like an hourglass. She put me in a trance. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. My career more.
JD in the building. What's your topic?
for this evening?
Well, I want to spin off of what we were talking about earlier about the defense of, you know, about Terry Crews should have been defending Gabrielle Union on the set. So many times I've seen instances on Facebook and in different situations where black men have not defended black women in certain situations when they're being attacked in public. I think that that fear, like you said, comes from a time of the slave mentality. Mm-hmm. When we were our women were raped and brutalized in front of us, our children were victimized in front of us, and there was nothing that we could do back then. Now we don't live in that type of environment, and we as black men should be more than willing, because we are able to defend our black women at all costs now. You know, I've like I said, I've seen it on Facebook. I've never witnessed it myself because I would be in jail, because there's no way I'm going to stand around and watch one of my sisters, and I mean sisters as in black women, not just my blood sister, but any sister, be brutalized or talked about or ridiculed in public by any other race or my own race. I have no problem standing up saying something about it. The only thing you can do is hit me in my mouth, and believe me, I've tasted my own blood in my mouth before, and I'm not scared of it. So the thing is, you hit me, I got to hit you back. That's just how life goes. So if you're willing to take one or try to give one, you better be willing to take one, because I got one loaded and cocked and ready for you. But I just think that that is something in our society that we as black men need to get back to, is protecting our women. What do you guys think about that?
I think you're 100% correct, because, like you said, there's been a lot of instances on Facebook where they show where some black woman's getting disrespected. I seen the one in New York, the girl laid on the train, or the guy talked real bad to her. He did finally have somebody stand up, but there's a book called Breaking the Chains of Psychological Slavery. And like you said, it's inherited, because it's from the past when they used to rape our women and do what they wanted to do to them and treat them like they wanted to treat them. And that book, actually, if you read it, and it actually relates to what goes on right now. And people, as us as blacks, need to break that chain of psychological slavery, because it's embedded in the mind. And a lot of people be wondering, you know, a lot of things that we do, and some people be like, well, I wonder where they get that from. But it's that chain from psychological slavery from being passed on down the years, people not realizing that is from the past too. But you're right, we need to start standing up more and watching out for our own, you know, and making sure, because the other races are going to take care of theirs.
Oh, yes, they are.
Right.
They're going to take care of theirs. I don't care what nobody do. The Mexicans are going to protect their own, the whites going to protect their own, the Asians going to protect their own. So we're about the only ones that are going to leave each other out to get mauled and trampled on by everybody else.
Well, we have to understand something as black people, that that's the only way you're going to heal, is to start understanding and researching it, that we, during slavery, were taught to hate the skin that we're in.
Right.
We were taught to hate our color. We were taught that our color was bad. We were taught that we were the filth and the dirt of the earth, and we were lower than the animals on the earth. But as black people, we need to really learn and study our culture and our history, so that we can learn that we are descendants of kings and queens and royalty,
and have some pride
in who we are and we stand for. And a lot of us are going through life not standing for anything. We're just out here existing. We aren't living. We're existing. There's a big difference in living and existing. You know, you exist by eating and breathing, but you live by what you do and what you stand for. You know, and we don't do that as a culture. We're too busy trying to get, you know, stand in line for the new Jays,
fit in,
you know, and fit in with culture and what the norm is. We want to be popular. We want to be accepted, you know, by the masses, when the masses are the most ignorant of our culture. Let's just be honest. We will stand in line. We will send our kids to school with the brand new Jordans on, but he don't have no pencil and paper. Why did you send that baby to school with them J's and he don't have, he got a bar or a pencil? Or the teacher got to give him a piece of paper. That's the craziest thing ever. But you know, that's just the culture that we live in, and we as black people, we breed that culture in our kids. You know, we do it. I don't know if we do it unconsciously, but regardless of how it's done, it's done. And we only way you break that cycle is start to develop a different culture. And we as black people have to come together and get organizations together and shows like this and things of that nature, and get ourselves educated and break this cycle, because this has lasted too long.
Right.
Slavery is still prevalent today, even though there are no chains on your wrists and your ankles, there's chains on your brain. So let's start breaking those chains and Trainer Ray, I applaud you so much about the fact that you're always talking about this book and that book, because what that does is spark interest in our people to go ahead and start reading and researching on your own, because they're not going to teach you the stuff that you need in public school. It's just not going to happen. You can forget that.
We can talk about that
till we blew in the face, but they're not going to teach us that in our schools.
Right. You're right. Yeah. And I've ran across guys in the past that he wanted to be a truck driver. He couldn't be a truck driver because he had a couple of flaws, like tickets or something. You know, a lot of times you have tickets and stuff, they tend to not want you to drive trucks. And because those people told him he couldn't be a truck driver, and he came and talked to me about it. I said, well, why you let that stop you? What do you mean? If you want to be a truck driver, there's still other options. Don't allow them people or those people to tell you what you can't do when you can do more. Meaning, I said, in that case, since you can't be a truck driver, you can always own and operate. You can own your own trucks and still do what you want to do dealing with trucks. Don't allow somebody to tell you you can't do it, because white people were made, they taught us to feel what they say. If they say, no, you can't do it, we were taught to bow down. But some guys don't understand, or like they won't read and understand, you don't have to bow down. Just because you got tickets or maybe you had an accident or something, you can't become a truck driver. Okay, now figure out what you need to do to make money as far as in trucks. Go buy you a truck, put your driver in the truck, and make money off the truck regardless. They can't stop you from doing that.
Nah. Well, the thing that you just said. Okay, go ahead, Kay. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'll talk.
No, what I wanted to talk about and emphasize about what Ray just said is that the thing about what you said to him, Ray, was common sense, and a lot of times common sense ain't that common. Now another thing is. They used to say, older generations used to say, if you ever want to hide something from a black man, put it in the book. He's not going to read it. Yeah, just put it in the book. He'll never find it, because he's not going to open the book and learn for himself. We tend to think, because of the slavery mentality, that white is right, and if a white man don't say it, it can't be gospel. It can't be the truth. So we don't listen to our own people a lot of times when we have a grove of knowledge amongst our own people, but we won't even listen to each other. We tend to compete with one another rather than use ourselves as resources to one another.
That's right.
You know, and that right there has held us back for so long that it's still holding us back right now today.
Right. Hello?
I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I thought we had lost somebody. But, no, I want to go back to where you were saying about taking up for our queens and everything. I also want to flip it and say our queens need to start speaking life into our kings, because I cannot stand when people say all men are dogs. I hate that saying. You know, I've heard it so many times. And just because a person has been scorned by so many different men, then they say, oh, they are all the same. And we need to just start speaking life more into our kings and building them up, you know, and that's how we grow as a body of people, you know. Build up your queen, build up your king, and not just the ones that you're with. You know, I remember I put a post one time on Facebook, and I just gave a shout out to all the hardworking kings out there, you know, and told them I was proud of them. I didn't do it to a specific person. I meant that to anybody that was reading. And I got such great feedback, and they were saying, like, I needed to hear it, you know, and it was really good to know that just by speaking that, I was able to touch a bunch of lives, you know, just by speaking life into them. And so I wanted to encourage women to build up our kings.
You know, I agree with you, because in a lot of the counseling that I do with couples, I have to help them understand that when your man is at home with you, when your king is at home with you, you have to build him up, because he got to go out in the world and deal with all these different obstacles, you know. And when he, like, you know, I've dealt with a young lady who every time he came through the door, it was no food. It was, the house was full of other people, and I listened. He said, can I at least get a bologna sandwich, you know? It'd be different if he was the one that cooked. My husband cooked. So. But at the same time, we have to understand, as the queen of the house, we have to understand that when that man comes home, we have to bandage all the stuff, you know, we have to nurse and bandage all the stuff that he goes through that day. All the stuff he done put up with. All the stuff. And then when he comes home, he don't want to hear you talking about what he ain't did and he's sorry and all this kind of stuff. And then I hear a lot of women say, well, he always at his mama's house because his mama is over there saying some stuff to him to make him feel, you know, like he all that in a bag of chips. That's why he at his mama's house. And he probably could get a bologna sandwich at his mama's house. But I agree with you, because we have a job to do as that queen, you know, you know, because God said that he's the head of the house. And a lot of women don't understand. I don't care how much money you make. You get what I'm saying? And the outside of God, that's the king, that's the covering. And a lot of times we allow our bitterness and our past to tear down someone in our lives, that you making him pay for something that he didn't even do. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, he's there to heal, but how can he heal you if you beat him up? You know, it's kind of like somebody drowning, you know, and he trying to save you from drowning, and you fighting him. Both of y'all about to drown, you know. So it is a topic. Oh, I'm trying to get. I'm glad you brought that up, Kate, because I'm getting ready to do the a marriage conference soon for couples. But it's a topic that I want to address in that arena, because we have to learn, like you say, to build one another. That king, a lot of men don't want to stand up for a black woman, because everything they done went through with a black woman is hell, you know? And then you got to look at everything that the black woman took him through is all for pain. So it's a lot of healing that got to go on in our culture. There's a lot of healing that got to go on in our households. We don't even know what a black household is supposed to look like anymore, because we've allowed different situations to rip that household apart. So the woman got to raise the kids on her own. The husband can't stay with her in housing. Section 8 come in. Welfare come in. Food stamps. You know, all kinds of stuff to make sure that woman don't need that black man. Black man on the street, he end up in jail. You get what I'm saying? Or doing something he don't need to. Or he go start a whole nother family somewhere else. So it's it's like a lot. So, but we are responsible as black people. We are responsible to rebuild this thing.
I want to say one thing. Let's just talk about this part. That let me just say, as a black man, the worst thing a black man can do after he's been fighting with the world all day long is come home to round two with his wife.
He don't want round two with her
when he get home. I've been fighting all day. I don't want to fight with you when I get to the house. Can we just sit down and relax and enjoy one another?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want round two at home, LB. I don't want
You know I know it. You know I know
it. And and you know so many times as black families, we don't think about that as the man or the woman, you know, about, you know, let's just talk about it for real. And as a man, we don't want to bring home stuff that'll start round two either.
Right.
You know, that we're going to get to that right. We're going to talk about that on one of our next up and coming shows. So I want people to start thinking about calling in and send some topics if they want. But we're going to talk about how at home we perpetuate fights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, we're self-destructive in our own households, and we have to learn how to diffuse and divert our anger that we have with the world away from our spouses and our loved ones. So we want to talk about that on one of our upcoming shows next week, perhaps
right before
Valentine's Day, because that's a day that we should be loving on one another. So we'll get that together for next week, y'all. But I fully agree with that. But we as black people have gone through so much that we have problems and we don't even know where the problems stem from. And we have to start looking at the root of our sicknesses and our diseases in our culture.
And
you know what?
Okay, go ahead,
Elvis. If I can just say this real quick. Before I had stepped into my last marriage, I was going through premarital counseling. And the pastor had touched on something that my fiance at that time was going through. And immediately she started crying. She's like, no, I don't want to talk about that. And the pastor said something that was so profound that I didn't pay attention to, and which I wish I did. But he said, you need to deal with that now, because what I don't want is for him to have to suffer because of what somebody else did. And that's the thing a lot of times that women want to talk about, how men are dogs and everything like that. One thing I know, because she said all the time, I was a dog. And I know I ain't no dog. I ain't even flash cute. You know what I'm saying? So I know I ain't no dog. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they always, you know, it's because of something else that somebody else did that you haven't got over yet,
right?
That you can't appreciate what God has put in your life at that point.
Okay, I want to say.
Well, let me say something about that all men are dogs thing. That one of my jokes, LB, is I tell women all the time, if you think all men are dogs, just get you a Labrador Retriever. Don't get you a pit bull. Yeah, because pit bulls will bite you. They'll tear you to pieces. If you get you a Labrador Retriever, he's gonna lay on your lap.
Get you a chihuahua. Oh my God. Okay, so we want to make sure everybody write down everything they want to say about love and relationship for next week, because it's the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. And this is a good little teaser for their show for next week.
Right.
We're at the end of the show, so Kay says she wants to share some. Go ahead, Kay.
Hold on. You know what I'm going to do, sis? I'm going to put it in one of my articles so that way they can see it and it'll be better. And I'll put an actual video with it.
All right. Okay.
Cool beans.
Okay, anybody else? Go ahead, Ray, sign out for us.
Hey, thanks, everybody, for listening to the 219. This is Trainer Ray signing off. If you need anything, need to contact me, you can hit me up at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Come on, LB.
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Well, this was another great show, like always. Always want to let y'all know, too, starting on Monday, we have Soaring Like Eagles with myself as well as my lovely wife. So we're going to be going into the Word of God on Mondays. Mondays at 7 o'clock. So tune into that as well.
Amen.
All right, Kay Moore.
Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. God bless everybody that listened tonight. And keep your focus on God and block everything that's not like him out.
Kay Moore, what you got coming up on Instagram?
Instagram. Oh, Lord. I'll be doing Truth Tuesday next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Tune in. It's going to be the love show. It's going to be all about love and the true meaning of love in God's sight. So I want y'all to definitely tune in, and we're going to have a great time.
Sounds good.
All right, Mary B. San Antonio.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in for the 219. You can find me on itsmemary_B on IG. I have an interview that's coming with Black Smooth the Barber out of Houston, and I'm super excited to talk about his movement. So please make sure that you follow so you'll be able to follow the story.
Okay, everybody, make sure that you come out to the mixer that's coming up in March. The mixer is March the 21st, I believe. Yeah, March the 21st. We're going to have another good time. We hope that we got Trainer folks. Listen, Trainer Ray came and took some pictures, and listen, I'm seeing his pictures all over Facebook. Come on. Wonderful. Paymore was in the building, blessed us a couple of times. We had wise men. We had all kinds of talent. Even a little girl got up and blew us all out the field. Come on. So we are hoping that everybody decides to come on out to 5301 Polk Street, Houston, Texas, 77023, building 14. Don't be late. We're going to start about 6 o'clock, okay? Give everybody time to get themselves together, get on their Sunday's best. Now, you ain't got to do it like that. Go ahead and just come on out and join us. We're going to have a good time sharing our gifts. Anything you want to say, JD, then we're going to close out.
Yeah, this is JD the Barber. I want to thank y'all. And appreciate the fact that y'all signed in tonight and talked with us and listened in. And I want to commend the crew on the topics tonight. We had a great time, great discussion. Appreciate the energy. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week right here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
219
the talk.
219 the talk.
Talk about real issues.
Freedom. For your mind, body, and soul.
Life. Love. Relationship.
Freedom. Let freedom become your home.
The real deal. You know what? Let's just get into it.
219 The Talk.